Cool 98.7, Bismarck Mandan's greatest hits. It is Wish with you. And joining me now, a very special guest. He's known to most as Neil Wishnia, but I call him Dad. Hi, Dad.
Hey, Mars. How are you?
I am fantastic. Well, of course, we've got Father's Day coming up, and don't worry, a gift is on its way, and you will get that. But
I'm really worried, but thank you.
But I figured in the spirit of Father's Day, I had to bring you on and see if you had any sort of good fatherly stories that you could share, because there's probably a lot that my audience doesn't know about me, and maybe you could shed some light on that.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to shed any light on anything, but I do recall this one time when you were 10 years old, and I was coaching you in Little League, and we had started you that day as the pitcher for our team. You had usually done a pretty good job keeping the other team at bay and at least keeping it a game. But on this one particular day, I'm sorry to say, you just didn't have it. You really weren't very effective that day. And Grandpa was there that day, and so he was watching the game, and I'm sure you were all psyched and, you know, excited that he would be there watching you pitch. And, you know, I was hoping, you know, you would do a good job. But you just didn't have it that day, so I had no choice. I mean, you were giving up hits and you were giving up runs, and the game was kind of getting out of hand. So I had no choice but to come to the mound and take you out of the game. Well, you weren't very happy about that. And although this may be funny to you or satisfying to you, it wasn't really very funny or satisfying to me. Because here I am taking you out, putting in a new pitcher, focusing on the game. Parents are there, all the kids. I've got to pay attention to the game. I've got to pay attention to the team. And I don't know, I think you conspired with somebody on the team who was on the sidelines, and you grabbed a bucket of ice, and you came from behind me, and you decided to dump the ice all over me in front of everybody while this game is going on. And, you know, I didn't really appreciate it at the time, but... You know, I'm sure you got some satisfaction out of showing me up in front of everybody, and how dare I take you out of the game. Although I think the goal was to win the game, but to at least try to win the game. And anyway, you decided to, and here I am for the rest of the game, totally soaked, totally, and I couldn't do a damn thing about it because I'm the coach, so I can't very well leave. And so it was quite an embarrassment for me, but I'm sure very satisfying for you, and I don't think I'll ever forget it. And I have a feeling you probably won't either. That's kind of the one that immediately comes to mind about your childhood and my experience with you on one particular day, those many years ago. There you go.
For some reason, I don't remember that at all. Did I end up playing another position, or did you take me out of the game completely?
Well, I had planned on putting you in a different position, but I did not, because you needed to learn a lesson that's not something you should be doing, and trying to embarrass your coach. Forget about the fact it's your father, but it was kind of, you know, I didn't appreciate it, and I didn't feel like it was appropriate to put you back in the game after pulling that kind of a stunt. But all these years later, I can tell you I had every intention of putting you in the game at a different position, but had to teach you a lesson. Sorry, but that's the way life goes, you know.
All right. Well, Dad, I appreciate you coming on the air this morning all the way from New York City and shedding some light on what kind of a child I was, so I appreciate that.
Well, that's one incident. You were basically a very good kid, but this one day you acted out a little bit, and I had to put you in your place. I, you know, did what a father should do.
All right. Well, happy early Father's Day, and thanks for taking the time. And I love you, Dad.
I love you too, Mark. Thanks for the call, and have a great show. I'll talk to you soon.
Man, and I was about to ask him to borrow $100, but probably not the right time. Cool 98.7.